You think happened? What led to the, your estimation, what might have been led to the collapse?
I'm thinking it had something to do with the roof. My husband was down here yesterday looking at it. Contacted the insurance company yesterday. Something just wasn't right, so we wanted it to get to look at.
Okay, now the building is actually just to the south of the subway that is there in Hinton, about a block south of the traffic light. Right next to Highway 75, the authorities have actually blocked off one lane of Highway 75. Tell us, what was the building actually used for?
We use it for storage for my husband's business equipment.
And what business is that? The construction business or what?
No, he sells machinery for like alignment machines.
Okay. And no one was inside the building at the time that it had collapsed then?
No.
Okay. You were saying to me earlier before we did the interview that you and your husband were kind of thought that something might have been happening or wrong because you could hear the creaking of the beams or something like that?
He looked at the roof yesterday and he noticed that some of the beams had like crisscrossed, like they weren't in alignment anymore. We get a lot of truck traffic, so it vibrates the whole building every time it goes by. So I don't know if that had something to do with it or not.
Sure. Yeah. And I know it's pretty early, but do you think that you'll be rebuilding another structure there, or what do you think will be in the future for your plans on this building?
Don't know yet. I'm guessing we probably won't rebuild right here. There's been talk about the highway expanding through Hinton, so I don't know if we'll rebuild there or just rebuild somewhere else.
Okay. And Sarah, kind of hard to know, you're trying to get a hold of your insurance, but I was going to say, any idea of the estimate of damage here?
I honestly have no clue. I mean, my husband's equipment itself is several hundred thousand dollars, so, yeah. You know, plus building and the rest of our contents.
Okay.
It's hard to tell.